Awesome. So I'm Claire, as you obviously are all aware by now. I have been here pretty much 4 months exactly now, I think, to this day. So it's been a very, very exciting 4 months. And I do just want to start with a thank you. And I've really felt ever since I've been here, just an overwhelming sense of people supporting me and just encouraging me and just blessing me with kindness and in many different ways. And I do just want to say I really, really appreciate it. And I just feel like this church is just amazing. And I mean, when I did Kairos, I loved it and I loved being here. But the people that I meet and the way that that this church is impacting this community and just the people that you go out to and your lives just amazes me and inspires me. So thank you to you for all of that. Cool. So youth ministry. Awesome. Just going to go over how things have been going for me over these last 4 months and just what's been happening with the youth. So we have a midweek group every week, and that's called Ignite. And we have all our youth come into church, and we have it set up with like table tennis, air hockey table football. We have just different games out, and we give them pizza, and it's a bit crazy for quite a while, but we have a lot of fun, and it's a really good time to just spend with young people, and you can actually really chat with them and build relationships with them and have fun together. So that's really awesome. And then we split off into an older group and a younger group, and just have time to have a bit of teaching and discussion. And you know, often we watch a video or do something creative, and then we have a time just to pray and to respond and to receive from Jesus all that he has. And it's just, yeah, it's cool. So that's Ignite, and that's on a Wednesday evening here. And then we have Encounter, which is our Sunday morning group, and that's just really fun. We often go into John's flat, and it's quite a, you know, casual, chilled atmosphere, and we just get into some really, I've just noticed that there's just a lot of deep discussions going on, and a lot of the young people have some really deep questions on the heart. You know, who is God, and is there evidence for Jesus and all this stuff. So it's just really fun. And in both Ignite and Encounter, we've been looking at just encountering Jesus and what that looks like. So those have both been awesome. And so we've been taking the youth to some townwide events as well, which has been great to get them involved in what's going on throughout the town. So there's the Noise, which quite a few of the young people went to, and it's just a chance to serve the community. And also Unite, which is a townwide youth service, which happens every other month. So that's exciting. We've also started doing a youth band about once a month, which we've done two now, and it's just a fun time for the young people to come together and to play music together, and just also learn about what that means to worship God. And it's just a cool time. Then we've been doing socials, and really my whole goal in these last 4 months has been to build relationships and to really focus on that. And something that I've realized actually is that should never stop being the focus, is the building relationships, and not just with the young people as a team, as youth leaders, and just with each other and with the youth. So cool. Yeah, that's what's been going on. I really want to focus more on what is the vision and what is my heart, and talking about that. And as youth leaders, we've met up twice now to pray together, and it's been a really, really encouraging time of just seeing together God's heart for our young people and for the youth in this church and in our community. I've been thinking a lot about what is the vision, what is God's heart for the young people, just have some thoughts that I want to share with you guys about that, and where things are heading and what that might look like. So the main thing that I always want to have as a focus is to love. And I know that's an obvious thing, but I think actually, you know, you can be as hip and trendy as you want, but actually what's going to engage the young people, what's going to touch their lives is loving them, and that is extremely significant in all that we do. And so that, yeah, forefront of the vision. And I've got these, sorry if you can't read it very well, I'll talk you through it, but these three words have been really on my heart and on my mind when thinking about youth ministry in St. Matt's. And those three words are awake, alive, and arise. And I feel like with young people these days, you know, it's a tough time, because you've come from being a kid where you get to have, you know, you just, like, you're taught that God is fun and cool and awesome and, you know, faithful and good and all these things. And then I think often in your teenage years, you kind of, have things that really challenge that. And is that true? And is God fun anymore? And, is he really there? And that's often a time in your life where you're questioning these things. And also, you know, within schools and within just the mindset of what is going on in the world, is God just like believing in unicorns? Or, you know, there's a real kind of almost mindset that believing God, you know, is kind of, you're being stupid, or, you know, there's a real kind of anti believing in God mindset there. So I really want to, you know, thinking about addressing that and addressing kind of that kind of mindset that there is amongst young people, and also really wanting to show them how real and how awesome and how much love God has for them. So the first word, awake, wanting really to look at, is there really a God who loves you? And alive, do you know there is fullness of life in Jesus? And arise, what are your dreams? Do you realize the potential that is in you? And I've just got a sentence there that just kind of sums up my thoughts on the vision. And that's to see young people awakened to the reality that there is a God whose heart is moved towards them. I just don't want to just say God who loves them, but really his heart is moved towards them. And to allow that space in all that we do here at St. Matt's to encounter and to be transformed by this God, and to be also like to be empowered to realize their potential and their value. So yeah, that's really want that to be the heart of what we are doing here. Next slide, please. So what does this look like? What might this look like? These are just some thoughts that I'll leave you with on what this might look like. Firstly, just continuing to build team who will invest in relationships with youth. So just the relationships that we have as we meet with the youth are just so important. So that's one thing. Also, as a church, continuing to invest in relationships with youth. I hope it's okay, Ali, if I share this, but I'm sure, because you shared it at the weekend away. Ali shared about how Hannah, that her daughter, really appreciated, seeing the way that, as a church, when we were playing rounders, people treated each other and the respect and love there was within, just that game. And I feel like actually it's so important that as a church, this is your ministry is also, you know, you're part of the youth ministry. Everyone here is part of that, the youth ministry, and knowing that you have each here have value, and each have something to give to the young people and to bring out the value that you see in them, and just really feel like that's, important. And thirdly, to create friendly, fun, engaging environment during the week and at church that fosters the ability to love and build relationships. Just really focusing on creating space for the youth to encounter God personally. And just also really, really want, it's on my heart to give the opportunity for the young people to lead, to serve and to minister and to go out and see what God is doing in our wider community, this city and beyond. And just dream as a group, how can we impact those around us? Just finish on, it was really cool last, for the weekend away, just had the young people just praying for each other and everyone was gathering around as just a couple of individuals just really needed some prayer and getting pictures and just encouraging each other and just really loving seeing the young people being empowered to give to each other and to love each other and to pray for each other. So it's just really exciting, and I'm really excited for all that God is going to do. Awesome.